Alright, my dears. This is your warning. This audio is going to contain graphic references to rape. If that is not your thing, please do not listen further. For those of you that are still here, like I said, graphic rape. So, be prepared. The other week, I shared an audio where I had 4 fantasies that I found arousing. And I like the idea of sharing my fantasies with you instead of just being like a general, just whatever comes out of my mouth. So I'm going to try it again. Now, this particular fantasy is one of my favorites. I acknowledge right off the bat that it will never happen in real life. I understand that. But when I really want to come, this is one of the fantasies that I go to. So in this fantasy, I am out and about. I live near an area that has several large state parks that have very remote trails and bike paths and so on that you can go and you can just enjoy nature. It's beautiful. And in my fantasy, I am out there enjoying nature, just being, not having to be anywhere, not having any responsibilities. This was a whim. I didn't tell anyone. I just said, you know what? I'm going to go for a walk in the forest. So I did. And I hear footsteps behind me. Very classic. I know. I don't think too much of it. It is a walking path. There are other people. I've seen, you know, 1 or 2 people. I've been out here for a while. And the footsteps, I can hear them behind me. There's the crack of the pine needles and the rustle of the leaves, and every now and again, the break of a stick. But when I glance back to see if I'm in their way and they want to go past, I don't see anyone. Which is kind of odd, but, you know, whatever. So I continue on. And the footsteps speed up a little bit, which, no big deal. I move over to the side of the path to let them pass. And instead I feel a hand go around my throat, and another hand over my mouth, and a voice in my ear that tells me not to struggle. It'll be easier on me if I just let it happen. Which, of course, I struggle. I mean, natural instinct. But this person is very good at blocking off the blood flow to my head, and it doesn't take long before I am unconscious. Wake up, back of a van, you know the van type, like the cargo panel vans, stalker vans, if you want to call them that. In the back, all the windows cardboarded over, zip ties on my ankles, zip ties on my wrists behind me, duct tape over my mouth, just kind of loose in the back, getting bounced and jounced and so on. And you know how when you're in a vehicle, you can tell the type of road that you're on. Like, the blacktop roads are usually fairly smooth. If you've got a gravel road, you'll hear that crunching sound. And then if you've got a dirt road, it's a very distinct, if you've never driven on a dirt road, you'll have no idea what I'm talking about. But if you have, you know that feeling when you're in a vehicle on a dirt road. So I am in a vehicle on a very poorly maintained dirt road. Lots of potholes, lots of bouncing me around. And this drive goes on for a long time. I've seen the various videos on how to get out of zip ties, but I can't remember any of them. It's one of those things where you watch the video and you're like, oh, I should remember that, and then you immediately forget it. At least that's how my brain works. So it seems like it takes forever. I don't actually know if it's 5 minutes or if it's an hour. Pretty sure it's not 5 minutes. It feels like a long time. Van stops. Driver gets out, and I hear the driver talking to someone. Door opens, and it's immediately blinding light. I can't see. My eyes have adjusted to the darkness in the back of this van. Can't see anything, and I get pulled out of the van by my ankles. They grab my ankles, and they pull me out. And I can feel multiple sets of hands on me. Still kind of blinking. My eyes are watering a little bit. I can't really see what's going on. I'm thrown over a shoulder. you know, like the firemen carry. And we start walking. Walk for a couple of minutes, not a long time, but long enough that I know that this van was not parked right outside of wherever we're going. The van was parked, and now we're leaving the van. My eyes have adjusted, but all I can see is the ground, his back. You know, I can't twist myself up to really see much, and it's just trees. It's a state forest, which around here means a lot of pine trees, a few not pine trees, some underbrush. It's just forest. I hear and see him take a couple of steps up, a couple of steps up on a wooden porch. Very old. Around here, if you build a building out of wood and then you leave it, it doesn't take long for the forest to start to reclaim that wood. You'll get moss and all sorts of other things growing, especially if the wood is damp, which our area is damp a lot. So I see these old, weathered, mossy boards, and I can smell that smell of decaying wood. And we go in, and it is dark. The building doesn't seem very large. He takes a few steps in, turns, and I can see the same old, weathered wood. There's not as much moss in here. It seems fairly watertight. I can smell the dust and the age, and I know that this has been here for a long time. To my surprise, we start to go down stairs. Now, in my area, a common pastime for not only people of this area, but people who come here, is hunting. So a lot of the state parks have hunting cabins. They are very spaced out, and they are, you know, so they're very, very remote. And people will come up from some of the major cities that are near me once or twice a year during hunting season, and that will be like their little vacation. So it is not uncommon as you walk or drive through the state parks to see these little buildings that are in various states of repair. Some of them are kept up quite well, some of them are not, but in general, they're only ever used once or twice a year. It's actually not uncommon to see in the summer, in the police blotter, there'll be a little notice of sometime between September and June, this place was robbed. If you know anything about it, call the police. Because the people come up for their vacation and then they realize that, oh, by the way, your house is a sitting target with no security, so someone broke in and stole whatever the hell you left there. Anyways, so most of these hunting cabins just have like one or two bedrooms that are jammed full of bunk beds and a common room that will have a kitchen, a basic kitchen, and like a couch and a wood stove. And that's it. Some of them are more, but most of them are just a place for these people to sleep when they come up. It is uncommon for them to have basements. But to my surprise, we are going down some stairs into a basement. Not only that, but these stairs are exceptionally well made. They are sturdy. They don't creak very much. And I can see that the wood is new. It still has that bright yellow pine color. As we go down into the basement, there is fluorescent lighting that has been set up on the ceiling of the basement. And I can see there is a table in the center of the room. Now, this table is very specific in this particular fantasy. You know the tables that you'll have, like if you have to go in for surgery and they have the pads that they can put in that allow them to extend your arms out to the side, and they can, depending on the table, they can have them where your legs can go off to the side if they're trying to access certain parts of you. That's the type of table that is here in this very brightly lit room that smells like disinfectant and fresh wood. There are several people waiting in this room. There are some couches over on the side. I can see a small room in the back that looks like a bathroom with a toilet and a shower and a sink. And I'm put down on this table, and immediately there are hands all over me. They cut the zip ties, but I can't. I try to struggle, but I can't get away. There are multiple hands on my legs, multiple hands on my arms, and they strap me down to this table. And they arrange the table in such a way that my arms are straight out to my left and my right, and my legs are spread wide open. And then they start to cut off my clothes. Now, I'm not stupid. I know what's coming. And there is absolutely nothing that I can do about it. It does not take long before all of my clothes have been cut off, and I can feel the cool air against my skin, and I get goosebumps all over. And I can see that the various men in the room are starting to take their clothes off. I can't count. My brain is frazzled, but I'd say that there's easily 6 or 7, maybe more. The tape is ripped off my mouth, and the person that carried me down the stairs looks at me and says, "This is your life now. This is what you're for. And this is all that's going to happen to you for the rest of your life." And as he says that, one of the other men steps up between my spread legs and thrusts his cock inside. One stroke, just all the way in. Obviously, I'm not exactly ready for this, and it hurts, and I cry out. And the man that carried me down the stairs smiles and says, "Don't worry. No one can hear you. No one is coming to save you. This is what you're for, you little fucking whore." And he tips my head back, and he forces his cock down my throat so that his balls are bouncing off my nose and my eyes. And I can feel the cock pounding into my pussy. They don't care if I like it. There's no intention of making me feel good. I am just a cock sleeve. I exist only to take their cocks and their cum for as long as they want, as often as they want. Now, of course, my kinky brain really likes this idea, so it's not going to be too long in this fantasy before I start to get really wet. And they're going to notice and laugh and call me a whore and a slut. Ask how I could be getting so wet from getting raped. And I can't answer. There's a cock down my throat. All I can do is focus on breathing. Again, this is about them coming, so there's no attempt to prolong their orgasms. They just fuck me until they're ready to come. And the guy in my throat all pushes his cock further down and wraps his hand around my throat and laughs to his friends and says he can feel his cock in my throat. I can feel him starting to throb and pulse as he shoots his cum straight down my throat and into my stomach. He stays there a minute too long, and I'm struggling to breathe. I can see the little black spots in the corner of my eyes. He doesn't care. It doesn't matter if I'm unconscious. They can still fuck me while I'm unconscious. Oh, he finally pulls out the strings of cum and drool hanging off his cock. He slaps my face with it, leaving a trail along my cheek. The guy that's fucking my pussy reaches up and grabs a hold of my tits and starts twisting my nipples and pulling on them really, really hard, which I like. And I can't help but let out a moan. as he thrusts harder, and I hear him grunt, and I feel him come inside me. As soon as he steps away, there's another guy. Immediately, just sliding in, using the cum from the first guy as lube. And there's another cock in my face, being forced into my mouth. And this one just wants the tip, and he tells me to use my tongue like a good little slut. Oh, so I do. Maybe if I'm a good slut, they'll let me go. Maybe they'll let me go. I know they won't, but... Oh, I have to hope that they'll let me go. But there's a part of me that doesn't want them to let me go. There's a part of me that... This is what I want. This is what I want. This is what I'm for. Oh, the guy fucking my pussy reaches down and starts biting on my nipple and sucking on it so hard. Oh, fuck. I can hear footsteps on the stairs, not going up but coming down. There's more guys coming down. Oh. The room feels so close and hot. There's so many hands reaching out and touching and stroking and pinching and pulling. And someone takes my hands and wraps my fingers around their cock and starts to fuck my hands. Oh, I can feel someone else rubbing their cock along my feet. Oh, the guy that's fucking my pussy pulls out, his cock is covered in my juices and the cum of the first guy, and he says, "You have 3 holes for use, and we're gonna take all 3 of them." And he pushes, lines his cock up, and just doesn't go slow. He just forces his cock into my ass. He can't get it all in on the first stroke, but he just keeps going. Oh, fuck, I can't scream. There's a cock in my mouth. It hurts, but at the same time, I fucking love it. I fucking love being raped by these men. I don't want them to stop. I don't want them to stop. I want them to keep going. I want more. I want more. Oh. One after another, they all fuck me. They just keep fucking me. I can feel cum pouring out of my pussy and out of my ass with every thrust. Just so full of all these different men's cum. Oh, so many different cocks have been in my mouth and down my throat. Oh, I can taste... I can taste all the different cum that's been in my mouth. Some of them like to pull out and shoot it on my face and my tits, and I can feel the way that it dries, and oh, I love the names that they call me: cock sleeve and a cum dumpster, and a whore and a slut. Oh, one of them, as he's fucking me, "This is all you're good for. We're gonna keep you here. No one is ever gonna find you. They're never gonna find you, and we're gonna fuck you every day. When you're that full of cum for that long, you know what's gonna happen, don't you? Yeah? You know that you're gonna get pregnant. And you know that we're gonna keep fucking you as your belly swells and as your tits get bigger. Oh, we're gonna keep fucking you, you little fucking breed whore. And I know that it's fucked up, and I don't care, but sometimes the fantasy goes where they do get me pregnant, and then I have a baby, and as soon as the baby is out, there's already a cock being thrust inside me, even though it fucking hurts. Because they don't care. All I'm for is a hole for cum, that's all I'm for. Oh, fuck. And they just keep me there. Oh, I pass out when I get so exhausted, and I wake up and there's another cock inside me still fucking me. My body is covered in bruises and bite marks, and oh, and I love every fucking minute of it. Oh, fuck. Fuck, that's what I want. Fuck, that's what I want right now. Oh, God, I don't want to be tied down. I don't want to be fucking used. I don't want to have cock in every fucking hole, and I want to be dripping. Fuck. No, fuck. And if they ever stop, oh God, I wanna beg them, please don't stop raping me, please rape me and make me your fucking slut, rape me. Because I'm a little fucking breed whore, and that's all I'm good for, and that's all I want. That's all I want. Oh God, I'm gonna go. Oh God. Oh, fuck. I mentioned a while back about some of my fantasies were kind of dark and they went to dark places. I think this probably qualifies as one of them, but I really, really like this fantasy. The idea of so many hands and so many cocks. Just going days and weeks and constantly being fucked, constantly being filled. Oh, fuck, I like that. Oh, and if you've listened this far, then you probably do too, don't you?